Here we are today at, in Wimbledon at the Superhighways event, and I've got with me Adele from Wimbledon Guild. Hi Adele, what's your role at Wimbledon Guild?
I work in events, mainly organising the Wimbledon Village Fair, which is taking place on the 17th of June, but I also do marketing and fundraising as well, and other events.
Okay, so tell me more about the Wimbledon Fair. Who would go along to that?
So the Wimbledon Fair, it's a huge event in people's diaries. It's one of the biggest free open-air events in London, actually. We have figures of over 35,000 people for the last few years, and it's held on Wimbledon Common. And it's our biggest event in aid of the Wimbledon Guild. Each year.
So that's a fundraiser for your organisation?
Yes.
Okay, yes. And so when you've raised those funds, you then spend those on groups, do you?
Yeah, well, it goes generally to the Wimbledon Guild, and the main aim of the charity is to help people live well, not just in old age, but live a better life from their home. And so we have lots of different services, anything from befriending to exercise groups.
Yeah.
And a cafe for them to come to if they want to pop out.
That sounds like a good all-round service then. So if I were an elderly person living in Wimbledon and I was a bit lonely at home, would I be able to get involved with Wimbledon Guild and meet new people?
Yes, definitely. There's lots of different activities that go on. And as I said, there's knitting, bridge groups, exercise groups, or we even have befrienders if you can't get out, come round and sometimes take you to the cinema or take you shopping, depending on the relationship that you build. And we cover the whole of Merton. It's not just we're based in Wimbledon, but predominantly the sort of Mitcham area is probably the area that we help the most, I would say. And we also have a charity shop in Mitcham, which is the other side of the borough as well. Merton's quite a big borough.
So the people that I know who've got aphasia could definitely benefit from some of your services.
I think so, definitely. Yes. Yeah. We have lots of activities, lots of different, and we constantly change our activities. We also have one of the other things that the charity has, which I haven't mentioned yet, is a counselling service. So that's across the board. We do everything from family counselling to bereavement counselling to
talking therapies.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
I know people have done that actually.
And they felt much better afterwards. So that's run as sort of a separate department, but within our charity, it's run. We have lots of different counsellors doing that, and they train other counsellors. So when someone walks into the guild, there might be lots of different ways that we can help them rather than just one class. And we have trips. We have like garden walks in the summer. We have trips to museums.
And people have to come to you off their own backs, do they? Do you arrange any transport?
We do have a minibus, so we do have a bit of help with that.
I've seen it around and about.
But we get referrals from different people in the borough, like doctors, surgeries, and medical.
So you take referrals, do you?
Yeah, so some of our.
Was it 2009?
I don't know.